Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Sinfully Delicious Talk with Miss T. I am your host, Miss T, for this evening's show. Our topic of discussion for this evening is, where have all the queens gone? I stem that question from the things that I see daily on my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, and all my day-to-day interactions with different women. I wonder, when did the women stop becoming royalty? When did we stop seeing ourselves as queens? Now we're dimes, five-star chicks, bad bees, and so many other things that we want to call ourselves. But none of us refer to ourselves as queens. We don't refer to ourselves as queens in any aspect of life. I don't see anyone young or old anymore referring to themselves as queens. I don't even see a lot of men referring to us as queens, because our actions don't demand that respect of being called a queen. And that's not just every other woman, that's myself included. We don't take or don't make people respect us the way that our ancestors or our mothers, some of our mothers and grandparents made us, or that the way our grandparents and parents made people respect them so that they could be called queen or my sister. I don't even hear that anymore. I don't even hear any woman being referred to as my sister. No, I think society has changed and things have gotten a little bit out of hand, that we don't even refer to ourselves, or we don't expect anyone else to refer to us in that manner. Now, what can we do to get back to that point? It's not easy. It's not something that's going to take 2 or 3 days to get back to, or anything like that. It's going to take quite some time to get back to that. But is that something that we want? It takes a lot for us to change the mindset of people and to rearrange how we think. But at this point, and the way our society is now, are there any queens left? I look at myself often, and I have to reevaluate myself, and there are a lot of things that I really have to redo. I have to relook at a lot of the things that I do, because I know I want to be referred to as queen. I don't want to be referred to as my sister or dime, a five-star chick, or whatever you all say. And I'm not trying to sound old or anything, but some of the things, I really don't know what they're called anymore. You never saw our queens on television. And whether they were real queens or queens and pretend, you never saw them twerking. You never saw them fighting. you never saw them going above and beyond, doing things that were out of their character or that did not demand respect. Our women nowadays do any and everything to get the attention of a man that shouldn't even be called a man. Some of my brothers need to reevaluate what it is that they're doing. But as women, we need to stop allowing the things that men do be the determining factor for what we do. We can't be fighting and tussling and doing all of this extra stuff to get a man's attention and expect the ultimate respect and expect for ourselves to be given the opportunity to be respected in such a manner that we are called a queen. If you continue to act as I don't even know how to describe the word, but if you continue to act in a manner outside of what you would like to be seen as, you're going to get called what you do. So if you do things that make you look loose or sad or however, that's what you're going to be seen as. You're going to be seen as a loose, fast woman trying to be a bad bee, trying to impress a man that is unworthy of you or everything that you have to bring to the table. I think as women, and not just women, I don't know about other races of women. I know about black women. I am a black woman. And as a black woman, I feel as though at some point I have failed my ancestors, because I don't do the things that are necessary or the things that I should be doing as a black woman to demand the respect as a queen. We oftentimes forget our value is, what our worth is, and that we should be seen as royalty. So, yes, it's not just about you. It's about me, too. Now, I don't go around calling myself a bad bee, this, that, and the other, whatever, or a thought, and I don't even know where the word thought came from, but I'm none of that. And I don't proclaim to be any of that. But I do feel as though I have allowed my value to be decreased and that I haven't taken myself seriously or put myself on the pedestal or back behind the counter where I belong, priceless. I think for a moment I have forgotten my worth. I think for a moment I stopped thinking about who I was and whose I was and started to think outside of myself. And I think those things happen sometimes in life, but it takes for you to stand in front of that mirror to reevaluate yourself and to reevaluate where you want to be in life and where you plan to go in life in order for you to know your worth. And sometimes knowing or learning what your worth is means that you're going to have to let go of some people and some things. And you're going to have to take the road less traveled by others, and sometimes you're going to have to stand alone. And when you have to stand alone, yes, it is a cold world out there standing alone by yourself. But the feeling of knowing that you're doing what is required and desired of you by the king. Everybody else seems to, and their opinions don't seem to matter as much. But before I keep going on, if you're listening and would like to call in and give your opinion or your thoughts on where you think all the queens have gone, feel free to call in. The number to call in for guests is 619-924-9808. Feel free to call in, give me your opinion, and let me know what you think on this subject. I have a song that I'm going to play, and I'm pretty sure everyone is familiar with it. It's Miss Independent by Neo. I'm going to play a little bit of it once it gets going, and I'm going to analyze this song a little bit. Being independent is a good thing, but I think sometimes we as women and in the generation that I've grown up in, we've taken the word independent and flipped it around and made it something that it shouldn't be. We flipped the term independent and made it into something that was negative or something used in order to block others out. But I'm going to let the song play a little bit. And then I'll be right back to discuss a little bit more of it with you. But you never know her soft side by looking in her eyes. Knowing she can do for herself makes me wanna give her my wealth. Only kind of girl I want. Independent queen working for her throne. I love her cause she got her own. Now, the song says, independent queen working for her throne. I love her because she got her own. A man wants a queen. No man wants a dime, a deadbeat. And yeah, it's always some woman somewhere screaming, Miss Independent. But guess what, boo-boo? Although you are Miss Independent, you have the term turned around and have taken it totally out of context. The word independent is not meant to downplay anyone else or make anyone else feel as though that they are less than you. The word independent isn't to make a man feel less than if he doesn't bring certain things to the table. And being independent doesn't refer to necessarily having things, but an attitude in itself. Being able to bring certain things to the table in order to help you and your king move ahead. So being independent isn't about things that you can bring to the table materialistically. Let's clear that up right now, because some of you all take the term and think because you have this, that, and the third, you have a house, blah, 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 that you're independent and that you can handle whatever it is you can handle. But although you have those things, yes, you can stand on your own 2 feet. But what do you have to offer a man that can bring just as much to the table as you? Can you bring something to the table that allows for you all to grow together and to be collective and not only be collective in what it is that you all are doing, but also being able to give back in order to bring others to where you are? Your independence does not mean standing alone completely. It means being able to do what you need to do on your own, but being able to know when to step down and allow that king, the right king, to be able to be that man. So, and according to dictionary.com, the definition of independent is not influenced or controlled by others in matters of opinion, conduct, or etc. Thinking or acting for oneself, not subject to another's authority or jurisdiction, autonomous, free, not influenced by the thought or action of others, not depending on or contingent upon something else for existence, operation, etc. Not relying on another or others for aid or support. So, that means that you can stand on your own, do what you need to do, be your wonderful, independent self, but at the same time, you allow for that man that comes into your light, your life, and all of that to be able to take some of the burdens off of you. As women, we no longer allow a man to be a king to his queen. But that takes me back to the fact that where have all the queens gone? We have disappeared, sisters. And it is time for us to come back. It is time for us to take our place as queens once again. I don't believe that all these women fought for us to be where we are today. I get so tired of opening up my Facebook every day, seeing us fighting each other, talking about each other, beating up on each other, downgrading each other, downplaying each other because one has one quality better than the other. So what? Stop looking at everybody else. A flower cannot grow if it's worried about the flower next to it. If I continue to grow, then I can continue to help you to grow. And then we can grow together and be beautiful together. I don't have to turn off my sunshine or hide my beautiful rose petals or my beautiful sunflower in order for you to grow and be a beautiful flower. You never see one flower that grows beautifully by itself. You always see a bunch of flowers that grow beautifully together. So as women, we need to be a bunch of flowers that grow beautifully together and not always trying to be that one flower that stands out from every other flower. Yeah, every flower has its own significant purpose. And every flower has its own different type of beauty. But that doesn't take away from any other flower. So let's stop downgrading each other. Let's stop beating each other down. Let's stop beating each other up. And let's start working on each other, loving on each other, giving to each other, helping one another to become more and more beautiful each passing day. We never know what somebody is going through on their day-to-day, and a kind word, a hug, something sweetly said to somebody could be the one thing that keeps them from jumping off of the ledge, could be that one thing that keeps them from losing their all, losing their mind. So let's learn to love on each other and rebuild each other. And the more we learn to rebuild and uplift and do more to each other, positive light, the more we will learn to become that royalty that we once were. The more we will learn to be able to stand as our ancestors stood. The more we'll be able to hold our heads high and understand that my sister here on this side, my left or my right, they're not my competition, but we're here to help each other. I'm here to help lift both of them up, and I hope that they have the same mentality to want to lift me up. My sisters are not my competition. Because We can't get anywhere without one another. People have the mentality of me, mine, and I, and that's not the way the world works. We have to take things and do them collectively as a whole. I help you, you help me. We're here together. We're here to do this together. And without one another, we will be nowhere. So to my sisters, to my queens, and to our little queens, our princesses, we have to do better. To my sisters, 25 and up, we have to do better. We have to set the example for our little queens that are coming behind us. Because the way the world is going and the way the world is turning, our little queens are becoming little bad bees, little thoughts, little dime pieces. And they are becoming sexual prey because we don't show them the right way to do the right things that they need to do in order for them to be little queens. We're raising a bunch of little thoughts. We're raising a bunch of little whores. We're raising a bunch of little bad bees in the future because we don't take the time to fill them with the goodness that was filled into us, regardless of if we took it in or not. There was some goodness placed in us. So now we need to take that goodness that was placed in us and place it into them. Because if we don't, our girls will continue to be attacked mentally, physically, spiritually, and they will not grow. They will be hurt. They will be damaged. And when you have damaged goods, no one wants damaged goods. You can't be a queen with the attitude that I'm damaged, I'm torn, I'm nothing, I belong to no one, no one loves me. That is not the mentality of a queen. So we have to learn to spend time and invest in each other and one another, and more importantly, into our little queens, our little princesses that are coming up into this cruel, cold world. We have to do better. Because if we choose not to do better, what will happen to us when we get older? What will happen to the world if we continue to allow it to go in the way that it's going now? As women, tone for the household, for the day, for our children, for our family, for our workplace, we set the tone. And if we are continuously setting a tone that is not that of a queen, if we are continuously setting the tone for mindlessness, recklessness, and a bunch of chaos, that's what our lives will give us in return. If we don't depend on the Almighty King, depending on ourselves to get to where we're trying to get to, we'll end up nowhere but back where we started from. We can't keep going in this messy circle that we're going in right now, and we have to learn to break those generational curses that are placed on our families and learn to love and give and create a different environment for our children to grow and our families to become one. Ladies, it starts with us. We have to learn to be the queens that we once were in order to uplift our men and help them believe that they are the kings that they were placed here to be, because if we don't uplift them and help them to be better and to help them or to speak life into our kings, what are they going to speak to us? It's a cycle. But ladies, we are the ones who set that tone. If we don't speak life into him, he's not going to speak life into us. And then that creates us not speaking life into our children, which creates our children having children who don't speak life into their children. It's a vicious cycle that needs to be broken. So I challenge you, my brothers and my sisters, because I know some of my fellas are possibly listening. But to my sisters and my brothers, take the time to uplift each other, hug each other, love on each other. Because if we don't, we'll continue to live in this vicious cycle of downgrading, downplaying, and treating each other miserably. We need to love on one another. We need to give those kind words that can help push us along the way every day. And sometimes, if you don't have anybody speaking love to you or loving on you, love on yourself, my sisters. Because self-love is the most important love. Because you can't give love to someone else if you don't love yourself. So love yourself first so that you can love on others and speak life, happiness, joy, peace into their lives so that we can stop these vicious cycles. But my sisters, I challenge you to stand firm, demand respect, demand that you be treated like the woman, the queen that you are, and stop allowing people to discount you. Stop allowing people to pay for you. Stop allowing people to put a price on you. You determine your price tag. Know your worth. Know that you're worthy of more than what society tells you. Society will tell you anything. And if you believe it, honey, you'll end up lost. You determine your worth. And you determine what you will and will not allow that to be given to you. You determine how you're supposed to be treated. And oftentimes we don't even see how we're being treated because we don't love ourselves enough to check the mess at the door. We don't love ourselves enough to check that mess that we see before us, and it gets worse. So, with that being said, go forth from here on out. Loving yourself, loving on someone else, uplifting a sister or a brother that may be down, trodden, beat down, hurting, scared, not knowing where they're going, not knowing their left from their right. The brother or the sister that's trying to become something more, don't downplay their goals or their dreams because you may not have any of your own. Get you some. Get you some goals and some dreams and make life for you. But stop beating down others for trying to do something better or do something different than what you're used to seeing us do. Go get your own. Love on yourself. Love on someone else. And my sisters, put your crown back on. Stand tall, stand firm, and be the royalty that you know you are. Have an attitude of royalty and demand that respect. I'm Miss T, and this is Simply Delicious Talk with Miss T. Join us next week, same station, maybe a different day. I never know. Maybe a different day. Check your Facebook, your Twitter, and the shows will be posted. Events will be posted as well. But make sure you love on one another. Hold your heads up and continue to be wonderful for each other. That's it for me. I'm out of here. Love you all. Smooches.